Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You're listening to PP Aisha here on News Talk on Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, GSTB 826, and also simulcast on Sirius FM 105.7 in the East Rand. News Talk is indeed between 10 and 11 after Ramadan, but just for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, the show will be between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., inshallah. Now, today, I would like a lot of our listeners to call in. Today I want to make the show very, very interactive. I really would appreciate your input because our topic today is social activities that our youth should be engaged in during the month of Ramadan. We can talk about younger children, we can talk about teenagers, and you as parents and caregivers and family members, what are you doing to ensure that your children are purposefully occupied during the month of Ramadan? So I would like to hear from you and examples of what you and your family do to make people's lives easier during the month of Ramadan. What acts of kindness are you encouraging your children to do to put a smile on somebody's face and obviously to earn lots and lots of rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So our lines are, well, the number to call is 011-854-1548, and I really look forward to engaging with you. Now, obviously, Ramadan is a month filled with countless blessings and rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is precious and should be spent in the remembrance of Allah through salah, through zikr, through tilawat of the Quran, as well as lots and lots of acts of kindness. In a hadith by Sahih Muslim, it is stated that Nabi Muhammad said, "Whoever helps his brother in his time of need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there in his time of need." Every act of kindness is charity, and Ramadan is the best time to earn multiple rewards. Our youth get bored easily, and especially on the weekends. I mean, when schools open and madrasa is there, they really do not have much time to do much other than their homework and obviously read their salah and Quran and join their family for tarawih. But during the weekends, children tend to be bored. They wake up in the morning, they complain that they're hungry, they complain that they're bored, they want to be preoccupied. And sometimes because parents are so busy themselves, you know, you have lots of chores to do, they just tell their children, or maybe their children just do this on their own, they get involved with social media. They're busy on a tablet, they're playing various games on various forms of technology, and as much as it can be a bit of a distraction for a while, sometimes it's a lot of time that is actually wasted. In this Mubarak month, we want to capitalize on the rewards. We want to be doing good. And who says young children cannot be engaged in activities of goodness and kindness? You know, the first and most important thing that we always think about is when we say charity begins at home, doing acts of kindness begins at home. So, my beloved listeners, how do we get our children purposefully occupied during the month of Ramadan with the intention that, inshallah, first and foremost, Allah accept their efforts, and we pray that this habit must continue even after the month of Ramadan? Simple ways where young children can be involved, they can assist by doing simple chores at home. When mom's clearing up the dishes after sehri or asuhur, help mom to clear up the dishes as well. Help around the house, help around with the basic chores. If you have a younger sibling who's making a noise while maybe mom and dad want to rest a little bit, you know, after a busy week, then try and keep your baby brother or sister occupied by spending time with them, helping to babysit, simple things that you can do at home. Like we said, capitalize on this time, and these acts of kindness bring multiple rewards. You know, our lives are so busy, our lives are so hectic with work, with madrasa, with school, with exams, with assignments, with university, that sometimes simple thing like even bonding with the members of your family in your very own home becomes such a daunting task because you don't have the time. Sometimes you only meet during a meal, and that's sad to say, but that's the truth. And that meal is also done in such a rush because you have so many things to do. What better time now than Ramadan to actually spend time with your family members, to actually speak to your siblings and ask them, how was your day? How is school going? What is happening? Mommy, daddy, tell me, what did you do today? How can I assist you? It may look like things that, oh, this is so basic, I'm sure people do this, but you'd be amazed how with our very stressful lives, siblings don't even have time to interact and spend quality time together. Parents and their children don't even have time to spend quality time together. So it's amazing how during this month of Ramadan, this month filled with so much of blessings and rahmah, we should reconnect. That's the important thing. Reconnect with those firstly in your own environment, and then inshallah, together as a family, together as siblings, go out there in your community and help to make a difference. These are just some of the examples that I've listed here today and what I would like to share with you, inshallah. And hopefully, inshallah, we can put these acts into practice. If there's other things that you are doing at home that you want to share with my listeners and I, please call us on 011-854-1548. And we look forward to listening to what it is that you do, firstly, that connects you as a family, or connects you with your friends, and how are you making a difference in the lives of others during this month of Ramadan. Very important as well, you know, we have friends, we have neighbors who are not Muslim, and they're very, very intrigued by the month of Ramadan. What it is do we do during the month of Ramadan? Why is Ramadan so special? Why is there so much of hype around Ramadan? And the best way to enlighten your friend who may not be Muslim about Ramadan is showing him or her Ramadan in practice. And the ideal way to do that would be to maybe invite a friend along for iftar, or invite your neighbor along for iftar. Spend time with them, spend quality time with them, explain to them the purpose of iftar, why certain meals or why certain foods are recommended to be eaten during iftar. Talk to them about what is Taraweeh, talk to them about the beauty and the blessings of Ramadan. And in that way as well, you are engaging, you are learning about each other's religions, and that respect amongst you, this relationship of brotherhood will be strengthened, inshallah. So that's a very beautiful way of showing a friend or a neighbor who is not so much aware of the blessings and the beauty of Ramadan. This is exactly how Ramadan is, and this is what we do, and this is how we break our fast, and these are the teachings of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what the Quran says about Ramadan. So it's an ideal way to show somebody what Ramadan is all about. So those are just some ideas that you can do. As a family or a group of friends also, what you can do as well is get together and distribute meals for the poor and needy. If you have the means to do so, put money together as a family, put money together as teenagers, maybe have some extra pocket money, and make this niyyah that, Ya Allah, what I'm going to do with this extra funds, I want it to benefit my fellow brother or sister, inshallah, and Ya Allah, accept from me. And getting together and getting somebody to maybe prepare a nice pot of soup for you, or any other meal that you feel would benefit whichever organization or the needy that you want to assist, inshallah, do that. Not only do you help to put a smile on somebody's face, but you are learning to go out and you are appreciating what you have. You know, often we take for granted so much that we have, but we don't realize that there are other people who are praying for what you have. So something to just bear in mind. At home, like we said again, offer to do chores. You know, our parents get very, very busy doing their work. Their hours are long. Their hours are stressful. Mommy's busy with preparations, obviously lots of extra preparations sometimes in Ramadan to make special meals for you. And they get tired, especially if you have younger siblings. Your parents can get very tired because, especially if you have a younger brother or sister who's a baby, they can take up a lot of time. Why not ask your parents that, can I do this? Can I babysit mommy? Can I look after my little brother or my little sister while you sit and rest, or while you recite Quran, or while you make dhikr? Give me this half an hour or 1 hour to play with my little brother or sister. Now, simple acts like this can make such a big difference in the lives of the people who you care for. And as a young child or a teenager, by you taking this time out of your life to give to somebody else, who is even your brother or sister or anybody, it helps to build your character. These are acts of kindness, and like we said, we can never, ever, ever overemphasize the benefit of being a kind person, inshallah. Like we said again, as a group of friends or family members, you can even start a charity drive to collect items of great need in your community. So what you could do, maybe for the older listeners that are tuned in today, teenagers or, you know, children that are almost, or should we say, almost 17, 18, what you could do is a group of friends or siblings or even cousins under the supervision of an adult, if you wish, go out into the community. Go out into the community and go to different organizations, non-profit organizations. Go to frail care centers, go to the orphanages, go to children's homes. See the state in which these organizations are, ask them what it is that you need. Go to people that could be living, you know, in informal settlements, and see how could you assist. What little act of kindness can you do to make their life better? And then what you could do, maybe, you know, we all have clothes we outgrow. We all have certain maybe toys when we were younger. We're obviously too old to play with them now. Get them all together, pack them up neatly, and distribute them. Even when it comes to various food supplies that they may need, you know, putting money together, putting your pocket money together, and buying a whole lot of vegetables that will help somebody else to prepare a meal. Mashallah, what great rewards that you can earn by just doing something like this. Even with your time, you know, often we think that, you know, there always has to be money involved. I always have to take out money to make a difference, to buy something for someone. If you have the means, alhamdulillah, please go out and spend in the way of Allah, inshallah. But if you feel that, you know what, I don't have the money, your time is just as valuable. Going out and spending time with someone that you do not know, going out and helping somebody and telling that person, can I do something for you to make your life better? Or even going and spending time with your own family members, your grandparents, the elderly in your family, someone who is ill, who is not well, and you're just going there and sitting with them with the niyat that, Ya Allah, please accept from me my effort of good deed, inshallah, please, that I want to spend time with this person and make them feel good. May Allah reward you in abundance. That person will surely have a smile on his or her face. And obviously you will earn their du'as. You don't have to take a gift all the time. Your presence definitely is a gift in itself. So never, ever, ever underestimate the value of your time that you give to others. So my beloved listeners, please, I encourage you to call us on 011-854-1548 and share with us what it is that you do during the month of Ramadan. Even if it's after Ramadan, please share with us, what is it that you do to spread love and kindness wherever you go? What small acts of kindness do you do to help to make a difference in the lives of others? You know, another very interesting point that I came across when I was just sitting and putting this list together is, you know, often we have a lot of Hafidhul Quran, you know, Hufaz in the community, and we have a lot of young students who are learning about the Quran and they're learning about the lives of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what they could do as well is sit together with your friends, have your own talim, set aside a time in the week. It could be maybe a Saturday afternoon, maybe a Sunday afternoon, for just an hour or just 45 minutes. Set aside a time at one of the friends' homes and get together and talk about what you've learned. I mean, you know, with knowledge that you have that you not share, it's not going to benefit anybody. The purpose of knowledge is to share, to educate and empower. So maybe gather the younger people in your neighborhood or the younger children in your family. Sit and talk to them. Tell them about what you've learned. Maybe take out a kitab, you know, Fadail Amal, for example, or talk about a different prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk about the virtues of that prophet, or talk about the different sahaba, or talk about the different pillars of Islam. There's so much to learn in our beautiful deen, and the knowledge that you have, you can impart on the younger people within your community. You'd be amazed how much knowledge they could share with you as well. And in that time, not only are you learning about Islam, but you are also bonding with people who are younger and older than you. And that form, that love and that brotherhood and that camaraderie between you is so great. And that's what Ramadan is all about, muhabbat and love. I believe we have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam. Young girl, I must say, I compliment you for coming with this great idea.
Jazakum Allah.
I haven't got a place to put it forward, and I always say to all organizations, do such things. Don't wait for them to come to you like beggars. You go out to them,
yes,
and help them. And I think it's a great idea. You know, when young girls like you speak on the air, it makes me cry, really. I make shukr to Allah that He sent people like you around, that you must keep on this idea that you got and persevere. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. Please don't give it up. Because there's a type of young girls and young people with young ideas and good ideas to come about now in our ummah. Because we must always ask, Ya Allah, bring us unity amongst the Muslims.
Ameen.
And let us be an example. to the non-Muslims how to live an Islamic life.
Inshallah, Ameen. Ameen, who am I speaking to?
My name is Suleiman Bayat.
Okay, Suleiman Bayat. Jazakallah for your kind words. You're actually making me cry now.
Because you're going to get a lot of obstacles with people with different viewpoints. And they don't realize you can't talk for the poor if you weren't poor yourself.
Exactly.
You got to understand poverty and you know, what we went through in the early days and understand. Then you get the feeling what you are talking about will help us. My mother used to always say, a glimlach, you know, Afrikaans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A glimlach is a sadaqa.
Definitely, definitely.
It's a sadaqa. So we go out even and you can't give money. Give a people a kind word and a smile. You'll find that you're giving sadaqa away.
Most definitely. And also, no problem. Before you go, I was just going to ask you, remember the youth that we are engaging to right now, we're speaking to parents as well, but the youth, what do they learn from?
You know what I feel? There's a lot of youth that's becoming conscious of Allah, but a lot of youth haven't got appreciation and respect for life and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going wrong because, you know, when we were young, we were told, pass up, Allah watch you. You know what? We should be conscious of Allah. When you forget dunya, Allah watch you. Watch you. All the time Allah is watching you. So we inculcate, my parents and my elders' family and my grandparents always inculcated taqwa in us in a different way. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In a different way. And that's what we're not telling the parents. We just say, you know, my kid got this, that other kid got this, we must buy our kids the same. It's not good.
And we're not thinking of the next child.
We're not building up taqwa in that kid. Taqwa is the most important thing of a Muslim. I heard a lecture one day many years ago, Bashir Patel, you know, and he said, taqwa can mean fear or remembrance of Allah. And now you look at it.
Yes.
Okay.
May Allah accept, inshallah.
Keep it up. You know, I'd like to meet you one day in person. Inshallah, you come here by Sulis Fabrics and talk.
Inshallah,
Jazakumallah. There's a lot of good organizations, but there's a lot of organizations that's doing things they think the people are doing, they're doing the people a favor. When you help a less fortunate person, he's doing you a favor.
And the thing is that first and foremost, our intention must be that we're going to do whatever it is we're going to do for the pleasure of Allah, inshallah.
That's all. Allah must look after you and give you
Ameen.
Good
health. Ameen. Thumma ya Rabbal Alameen. And the same to you and your family, inshallah. Jazakumallahu khairan for your kind words.
Khairu yanga raislam.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, our beloved listeners, please do call in. Please share with us your opinions, your views regarding the topic today, social activities that our youth can be engaged in during the month of Ramadan. I would love to hear from you. You know, very important, you know, a point that just came up to me, to my mind right now, is, you know, the first thing that sometimes parents would think about is that, yes, these ideas that I may be sharing with you sound good, alhamdulillah, but, you know, because of safety today, we can't just let children just go out into informal settlements. Yes, I agree. We can't just go out into an organization. You know, we have an issue with transport. How will they get there? What will they do? Do they have the means? Do they have enough money? I just would like to tell you, nothing says that an older brother or an uncle or an aunt or one parent cannot supervise the children. Nothing says that you cannot go out with them to a frail care center, to an orphanage, or just to go and visit your own family members that you may have not seen in a very, very long time. An elderly uncle, an elderly auntie, somebody who may be young and may not be well, they may be in the hospital. Go there and spend some time with them. Take your children and let your children see that you are taking time out of your very busy day to give some of your time and your words of kindness and inspiration to another family member. Because it's these acts that you do that is going to rub off on your child. Remember, we always say this, I say this in almost every show that I do. Children learn more from what we do than what we say. The best role models for your children are you. So if you are going to display a certain behavior, a certain act of kindness, that is exactly what your children are going to model. It's going to become second nature for them because they have grown up in an environment where their parents and their family members help and make khidmat for other people. Not just for their family, for other people as well. It teaches you selflessness, it teaches you to be kind, it teaches you to be respectable, it teaches you to be humane and show compassion. And again, like we said, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. This feeling of love and muhabbat and brotherhood amongst the ummah, inshallah, ameen, thumma ameen, ya rabbal alameen. So please, just remember, it's these simple acts of kindness that you can do that can change somebody's life. Like we say, you never know which act of kindness that you do could get you your entry into Jannah. Any small act of kindness that you can do, you never know whose du'as can get you into Jannah, inshallah. I believe we have another caller online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sister, how are you?
Shukr, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Sister, our children, we have to teach them from small, whether it's girls or boys, you know, they have to help, even in the kitchen these days when they're not doing anything. It's not a shame to teach your boys also how to help you do washing, cleaning
up. Of course, of course.
And, you know, I've got a 31-year-old, and he's working, and the day he's not working, he helps me do the washing. When I have visitors, he, you know, helps me in the kitchen. So it's, I mean, you know, like some people will say, you know, he's the thing, like you can say, is a baila. He doesn't sit, you know, he doesn't go off.
Sister,
the
I just need to ask you, what is your name? What is your name, long. Sister Mouse? Your name?
Okay.
Your name, please, sister?
Anonymous.
Okay, not a problem. When you were saying, you know, that people may label him because he helps with the chores at home, there's no reason to do that. Because those chores help build character.
And, you know, I taught him from small because when we go out also, you know, you don't have to take out words. The eyes must talk alone. They get up and go and help.
Yes. And that's something that you should know. It doesn't matter if you are doing chores that people would think are only for women. Chores are not only for women. We're supposed to be doing chores together.
It's together. And one day if they get married, they must help their wives also.
Most definitely.
But I feel, you know, not let the daughter, you know, do everything for them.
Yes.
They must also give hand in that.
Absolutely. MashaAllah to your son. And may Allah reward him for what he does for you, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Thanks so much. Right. Keep well. Assalamu to everybody at the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To you too. Jazakumallahu khairan for your viewpoints and for the beautiful points that you are sharing. We're going to break now for an ad, and when we return, I would like to hear from you a bit more about what you do to make people's lives easier during the month of Ramadan as well as after Ramadan, inshallah. Jazakumallahu khairan. We will return after the ad break. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you're back on Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Lahir, on Radio Islam International, Meter Wave 1548, DSTV 826, and simulcast as well on Sirius FM 105.7 in the East Rand. Today our topic is social activities that our youth can be involved in during the month of Ramadan. And I urge you, my beloved listeners, please call us on 011-854-1548. And please share with me and my listeners, what is it that you do to keep your children purposefully occupied during the month of Ramadan? Okay, now I'm going to go back to my list, the list that I've compiled with ideas of what our youth can do to make a difference in the lives of others. A lot of these activities are things that I know people in my family do, alhamdulillah, and lots of people within the community do this as well, inshallah. And we make dua that Allah accept our efforts. Not only in Ramadan should we be doing this, we should make dua that Allah grants us the hidayah to be doing this for the rest of our lives, inshallah. Alright, now I spoke about spending time with family members and extended family members. Now again, because the weekends just come and go, with Ramadan, you know, time being, you know, a challenge for many people, what stops us from just giving somebody a phone call? You as a teenager, you as a young little boy or girl, ask your parents for their permission and ask them, can I call so-and-so grandfather or this uncle or this auntie and just make salam. Ask them, how are they doing? How is their Ramadan going? What are they up to ask them to remember you in their du'as, for you to tell them that you are remembering them in their du'as. How wonderful is that? Does that not build family ties? Does it not strengthen family ties? Simple acts of kindness. You don't have to go all the way to visit them if you can't. But you can send them a message. You can give them a phone call, because I promise you that will really, really make their day and make them happy. And that's what we want to do. Now, when I spoke about going to orphanages as a group of friends or as a group of siblings or cousins, I want to extend on my visit to, or my suggestion for visiting orphanages. When we go and visit places where we see children especially, and, you know, with teenagers themselves going and seeing their peers who do not have what you have, first and foremost, make shukr to Allah. Thank Allah that this is what I have. Alhamdulillah, you have blessed me with this. But this friend of mine, this brother or sister in Islam, does not have parents. So what can I do to make this person feel loved and wanted, and let them know that I'm not judging them, that I'm here for them to be their friend and to make life easy for them. Again, like I told you, it doesn't always have to be money. You don't always have to be giving money. What you could do, offer again your time. That's what people want the most. They want your time. Spend time with them. Help them with their homework. Say if you're in high school, maybe you're a matriculant, maybe you're in grade 11, and there are young children there, and they're having difficulty with mathematics, for example, or they have a science project to do. Why not volunteer your time in Ramadan? It could be an hour, it could be 2 hours. Sit down. Help them. Help them with their homework. Spend time with them. Form a bond. Open the lines of communication. Go and visit. Help and make their life easy. If you can, if you have the means, again, like I said, you know, prepare meals, maybe have like a sort of mass iftar where you could call, you know, a few of your friends, get together, put money together, and maybe prepare a simple meal and enjoy it during the time of iftar at the local orphanage. Or what you could also do is make a simple gift. You know, when it comes to giving, for me personally, I'm a very sentimental person. So if somebody takes the time to make something for me, obviously I appreciate it much more than if something is bought from a store, because I know this person took this extra special time to do this and they had to think about it. So a simple card with a positive message: dear brother Muhammad, or dear sister Aisha, just thinking of you during this month of Ramadan. Please remember me in your du'as, with a pretty picture of a flower. Will that person not feel happy? Will that person not feel special? Just ask yourself, simple, simple acts of kindness. That's all you need to do to earn so many rewards and lots of du'as, inshallah. Okay, now this is something also that you know, we've been observing. Obviously, you know, when it comes to iftar, you know, many people spend their iftar in Ramadan at the masjid, and they enjoy, sometimes, you know, people send food to the masjid, and, you know, after they eat, then they start reading their Maghrib Salah. Why not offer your time to say that I want to help to clear up at the masjid after iftar? A whole bunch of boys can get together, a whole lot of brothers can get together, siblings again, cousins, get together, go to the local masjid and say, we would like to assist. The moment, you know, we break our fast and before we're preparing for Maghrib Salah, we would like to assist by cleaning up after the brothers, after they have their meals. What is wrong with that? You can also assist during the month of Ramadan to say, we want to help to clean the masjid. We would like to assist in that regard. There's so many things that you can do. There really is so many things that you can do. Another thing that I think is so important that our youth need to be reminded of is that, what about our family members and people in our community and our loved ones who are no longer with us? What about our family members that are in the Qabristan, who have left us? Go and visit them. How often do we go to Qabristans? Sometimes maybe on Jummah, sometimes unfortunately only on Eid, sometimes maybe once only in a year. Why are we doing that? Let's beg our parents, let's beg our family members, take us to the Qabristan. Let us go to the Qabr of so-and-so uncle, or so-and-so auntie, or maybe grandparents that have passed on, or somebody that you knew within the community that you want to go, and go to the Qabr and make dua. Why not clean up the Qabristan? That is so important. Those are acts of kindness that our youth should be engaged in. Remember, the youth today are going to be the future generation tomorrow. And if you are building these acts of kindness within them, if you are showing them that this is what they need to do, this is how they should be behaving, and you are showing them this through your actions, you're not telling them that I want you to do X, Y, and Z. You are practicing it yourself. Will your children not follow you? Will it not become second nature to them? That will be part of who they are and part of what they do as they grow up, inshallah. There's something else that I think is very interesting. And sometimes we, not sometimes, I think, you know, we don't even talk about it. What about the brothers and the sisters in Islam that are in prisons. What about them? How do they take out their days and nights during the month of Ramadan? What do they do on the day of Eid? Who goes to visit them? What about their family members? How do they feel that my loved one is not with us and they are away? So maybe if you know somebody, again, in your community that is in prison for whatever reason, Allah knows best, why not write them a note with a simple message of inspiration and dua? Why not just send a message to their family members and say that we are thinking of you during this month of Ramadan. Is there something we can do for you? Remember us in your du'as. We are remembering you in our du'as. Again, another simple act of kindness that we tend to forget, or maybe we just don't practice at all. But think about it, something that we could do. You know, little notes of inspiration, of dua, of hope, given to anybody, even given to a stranger, earns you so many rewards. Like we had a caller who said earlier, just smiling is sadaqah. It is a sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is sadaqah. Easiest way to earn great, great rewards. As a group of friends and family, get creative when it comes to the time of Eid. Get creative. Like I said, you don't need to have a lot of money to make a difference in people's lives. All you need is a lot of ideas. Sit together as a group, brainstorm. Identify a particular organization that you would like to give e-cards to. Go there, find out how many children are there, or find out how many people may be in the frail care facility, or in the home for elderly people, or maybe in the ward, in the ward for children who are ill in the hospital. Find out and just get together. You could get things from outside, recycled materials, and make simple gifts. You could make a simple vase using paper flowers, write an Eid card, make an Eid card. Just make it creative. And most importantly, put your love and heart into it. And just write a special name. If you want to go that extra mile, obviously find out their names beforehand, if that's possible. And put their name on that card or that little hamper that you may have prepared. Even that little hamper could be something simple. It could just be maybe a chocolate. It could be maybe, even just a flower. It could be a flower that you picked out of your garden. And you go up to a stranger, or maybe, well, I mean, inshallah, not going to be a stranger after you spend some time with them. Trust me, they're going to be so happy. But if you just go to somebody, somebody elderly, somebody that is not well, and you give them this flower, and you give them this little note saying, may Allah accept your du'as, or keep smiling, you are always in my du'as, how good would that person feel? You know, we're always going to the malls with our families, we're going out to shopping centers, and we see elderly people who are standing while there are younger people who are sitting. Get up from your chair and say, you know, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please have a seat. Simple act of kindness. If you see people with a whole lot of parcels, you could see maybe a mum with, you know, her child, and she's trying to handle the child as well as holding packets of whatever she may have purchased, go up to her. I know people don't take very lightly to strangers, I understand, but they're going to see this teenage girl or this young girl or boy saying, auntie, you know, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, can I please assist you? Can I hold one packet for you and walk with you to your car or where you need to be? Will that person say no? I don't think they'll say no. They'll actually appreciate it. Simple things. Help somebody to cross the road. You know, this, you would think that this is common sense and people are doing this, but you'd be amazed how many people don't. That's why I'm saying you don't always need to have money to make a difference in the lives of others. You just need a heart. And you need to remind yourself that Allah forbid, one day, if I am in this situation, will somebody be there for me? Like I said when I began the show, that very important is the good that we do for others will come back to you in unexpected ways. Because nothing that we do is not noticed by Allah. Allah knows everything that we do. If you put a smile on somebody's face today, tomorrow, or when you least expect it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send so many blessings your way for that one simple thing that you may have done. Another thing that is so easy to do that we tend to forget to do nowadays, especially and our youth, unfortunately, we have forgotten how to greet one another. We have forgotten how to greet. Everything is hi, it's bye, it's salams, it's how's it. We are Muslim. Remember, we are Muslim. When you are walking anywhere, and you are walking back from school, when you're walking out of madrasa and you see somebody's parent there, you know that person's obviously a Muslim. go up to that person and say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Greet in full. Because you are telling that person, may Allah's peace and mercy and blessings be upon you. How beautiful is that? Just greeting somebody and giving them full salam, greeting them with full salam, that in itself is such a huge blessing. That in itself is such a brilliant act of kindness which will earn you great rewards. That person's going to reply as well. You are giving them a dua, they are replying with a dua back to you. Alhamdulillah. Why do we forget all these simple things? Because we take it for granted. Remember also, during the time of iftar, you know, many of us are very spoiled. We know that, okay, you may be a bit hungry today, but you know that when you open your fast, there's going to be this lavish spread out there for you. Think about your brothers and sisters around the world that do not have the luxuries that you have. You could have a neighbor that is struggling and battling and doesn't have the treats that you have. Did you ever sit back and think about that? So if we can, I mean, Ramadan would be 29 or 30 days. If we can take just one day out of those days in Ramadan and sit together with our friends, with our family and say, let's make a plan. Let's see what we can do together as a family or together as a group of friends where we can assist the community or assist our very own family or make a difference in somebody's life for the pleasure of Allah. Let's sit down together. Let's brainstorm ideas. Let's see what we can do together and let's go out and do it. It's great to say that I want to do this. I would like to help out here. I would like to do this, but I don't have the time. When are you going to make the time? Remember, we only have one shot at life. And we need to make every minute matter. And we need to make those dua that when it comes during the time of Ramadan, you know, we all want to do lots of good because we want to earn multiple rewards from Allah. But let us make this dua that inshallah Allah Pak, make it so that we can have this attitude of gratitude, of giving, of love, of muhabbat, of brotherhood throughout our lives inshallah. Throughout our lives. So let's put that into practice and let's make that niyat that we are going to make this difference. Like I told you, simple notes of inspiration and dua, a simple smile. Remember also, like I said previously, charity begins at home. Ask your parents, how can I assist? What can I do to make life easier for you? Babysit some your younger siblings if your parents have an errand to run. If you have people in your neighborhood that have young children and you could see that maybe the mum is tired, go to her and ask the lady or your neighbor, greet her with salam obviously and say, you know what, I do not mind sitting with your children and helping them with their homework while you are busy preparing a meal. Who says you cannot do that? Again, like I said, you know, the question of safety may come where you say, I cannot let my children just go out into any organization. It's not safe. I don't have time. I don't have time to take them or bring them. You can have someone just in your neighborhood. If you have an uncle or aunt who has small children, you know, tell them, you know, today you do whatever errand you need to do. I'm a little bit older. I don't mind sitting with my younger cousins and looking after them or helping them with their homework or project while you do what it is that you need to do. So there's no excuse. And remember, you know, we always use that excuse of time. We should not let time control us. We should make valuable use of this time and make every minute matter, because that is the only way that we're going to make a difference. So inshallah, my dua to all of you, my beloved listeners, Ramadan is here, alhamdulillah, take full advantage of it. And whatever it is that you do, tell yourself that, Ya Allah, I'm doing what I'm doing first and foremost to earn your pleasure, inshallah. Please accept this from me, inshallah, and grant me the hidayat, the ilm, and the taqwa to follow through with this even after Ramadan and accept from me, inshallah. So on behalf of myself and my engineer, we ask you to remember us in your duas, inshallah, next week, Saturday, on Youth Talk between 9 and 10 a.m. This is just for the month of Ramadan. Youth Talk will be aired between 9 and 10 a.m. After Ramadan, we go back to 10 a.m. Next week, we talk about the virtues of charity with Maulana Arshad Fakir Chabdat, inshallah. So please tune in next week. And like I said, please remember us in your duas. You are always in our duas. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.